This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The trials and tribulations of the retail sector have gotten a fair amount of airtime here lately. So, fair being fair, some good news today. This morning, Walmart posted earnings that beat expectations, something neither Macy's nor Nordstrom nor a whole slew of others have been able to manage. Blame has been put on tough competition from online sellers for retail's present doldrums, which is not wrong. But Walmart is also a giant in groceries, like half its revenue giant. So its grocery business could be thought of as a kind of a firewall against Amazon and the other all-digital competitors. Marketplace's Mark Garrison puts all of that together.
Be honest with me here. Are you the one at the grocery store Jengaing your way through a brown mountain of potatoes to get the best one, or debating with the deli clerk about proper ham thickness? It's okay. You're not alone. Most of us want to be in the store to see what we're buying for ourselves. Tom Compernol follows retail for the consulting firm Deloitte.
Grocery shopping is personal, especially now with so much emphasis on fresh and healthy eating.
Online doesn't let us squeeze the fruit. It also doesn't let us swing by to get the one ingredient we forgot right now. Buying groceries online is hard for a lot of people to embrace, and selling them online is even harder for companies to pull off, including well-funded ones. It's a lot more complicated and expensive to ship eggs, milk, and chicken cutlets than, say, books in cardboard boxes. Meg Major follows the industry for Progressive Grocer.
Oh, the whole infrastructure of everything. I mean, temperature sensitive, storage, everything has to be really pristinely packed.
Not to mention that perishables have to arrive when the customer's home so the food doesn't spoil. Walmart's also using its brick-and-mortar grocery presence to build its online presence. Listen to what Walmart CEO Doug McMillon made a point of emphasizing in today's earnings conference call.
Our grocery pickup service in the U.S. continues to receive high marks from customers, and we're continuing to expand it.
It's a bit of both worlds. You order your groceries online and pick them up at the store, packed and ready to go when you are. The hope is Walmart will pick up additional business online and in stores. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.